Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that didn't make it into last week's or this week's show. I hope everybody's having a great week out there. Middle of the week already. How did we get this far? I'm still bummed about Eddie Van Halen. You know, I spent like so many people being a guitar player, bass player growing up, and definitely a major influence with Van Halen out there. So it's one of those things that little kind of a crazy somber week, but at the same time, not 100% surprised either. So that's just kind of one of those things that, wow, you know, I still, even though I think I miss Prince more, Eddie Van Halen has his own right to a big part of rock and roll history out there. Well, we've been talking, you know, about kitchens and baths and stuff, you know, over the last few weeks, and we'll be talking a little bit more about it this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. And then we've got a fun one. We've got a gentleman coming on the radio, which he's going to talk just for a few minutes, not a big interview, but going to come up with some tips on how to keep those kids doing what they're supposed to be doing on the internet. They got online school, all these things. What's a single dad with two daughters to do? Well, he's going to give some of his secrets. That's only going to take about a segment and a half, so it'll go pretty quick. And then we'll be talking kitchen and bath in hour one. Mostly kitchen, I think we'll get into. I don't know if we'll have time for bath, but we're going to talk about my tips for kind of planning that kitchen refresh and my tips for starting to plan the stuff you do before you call that contractor or designer on that as well. So we'll be talking about that now. Hour number two, we've got my friends from... This is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm kind of looking forward to this because I like really fun and different stuff. So we're going to be talking about Z-Line. Who's Z-Line? They're an appliance company that does affordable luxury. So they are your range, all these different things. If you want that pro-style range, they've got them. It's a lot less than most of the other guys, and they'll tell you why. As well as faucet, sinks, everything else. High design style, lots of function, lots of beauty, seemingly lots of durability. Things are well designed out from what I can see. So tune into that. That's going to be a fun one this weekend. So we got a lot going on there. Well, today I wanted to talk real quick before we, of course, run out of time. I wanted to talk a little bit about, well, what is your house telling you? Your house is always telling you a story. Are you listening to it? That's the key. Do you have that crack in the foundation? Maybe it's just a little crack. Maybe it's by one of those vents. Maybe the door around it, sometimes of the year, doesn't open or shut just right. Maybe because it got wet. Maybe because it got dry. Maybe the house is moving around a little bit. What's your house telling you? Are you running into mold and mildew in the kitchen or bathroom where there's moisture? Is that telling you something? That could be telling you that you have some ventilation problems, just like the crack in the foundation says you might want to get that crack looked at. That could be moving around a little bit. And you think about it, when a crack in the foundation moves, that's rubbing against each other and it's going to grind the concrete down. And then it gets bigger and it gets wider. And all of a sudden, you've got a moving part of the foundation that's not fully supporting the house. and that leads to drywall cracks on the inside and other issues. So you want to kind of get after those things and get them taken care of. Just as that mold and mildew. You know, if you've got that shower that's getting dirty really quick, it might be one of those things that you want to take care of. If that thing's got issues with mold and mildew, that's an unhealthy hub. Why have that issue when you could put on a better bath fan? Now, do you have a kitchen fan that's not working correctly? Or everybody can tell when you start dinner because it whiffs around the house so much that it's not moving all that gases outside. Maybe you need a bigger fan. Maybe that over-the-range microwave that never moves air well enough anyway is not doing the job. So these are things you ought to be taking care of. Now, are you getting moisture around the windows? You're getting into the fall and winter, which around here in my parts mean that we've got a higher moisture content than many other places. Now, other places around the country are leaving rainy season and going to dry season. So it's just really depending on what you've got going on and where you're located. But long story short, moisture problems show up just like indoor air quality does. So think about what's going on in your world and what your house is telling you. When you walk around the house, do you see a bunch of mud splashed up on it from where your gutter's overflowing? That's telling you you're going to have a dry rot problem if you don't take care of that. Do you have water pooling up against the foundation after heavy rains? Gutters overflowing, downspouts not working, downspouts that are just landing right next to the foundation of your home. You never want to have a downspout that lands right next to your house because that downspout, if it's not going out into a storm drain system, is damaging your foundation. Might be doing it slow. That foundation could be 100 years old, but it's constantly degrading that around there. So you always want to have that going out. So what is your home telling you? I have creaks in the floor. Maybe creaks that show up part of the time could be nothing, but it could be tied back into some other structural issues from something else going on. You know, I was just paying attention to my house the other day, and I noticed, my water heater, my old 1993 gas water heater that has been doing so well. Well, every time you could hear it when it came on, it started when it fired off, you could hear the creaks and the moans. And what almost sounded like moisture down below into the fire. You don't want that. It was time to replace it. Did I wait for the leak to show up? No. But you could hear something was about ready to go wrong with this, and nobody wants that. If you've got that kind of problem, listen for that. You know, if something's dripping, if something's leaking, do you have a little drip under the sink? Well, that's going to be mold. So think about these little things that you see. Pay attention. Do you have a light fixture outside that's hanging off the house? You got water coming in behind it every time it rains. Take care of that stuff. How's that garage door working? Is it tuned up? Is it working great? How about now that we're going into winter, do we have gaps around the doors? Do you need to put a new seal on it? These are all things that the house is telling you when that door doesn't shut right, you clearly need to adjust it. All of those things really can help get you so you're not wasting energy. And more importantly, you're just living in a better maintained home. And a better maintained home means you're going to have less problems. And that's what I like about that. So think about those little details. Those are the ones that really make a difference around your home. And just listen to what your home's telling you. You know, it's like when you think a Christmas story and it's a clinker with the furnace down there. What's going on? What noises are things making? Pay attention to those noises, especially when you've got toilets and things like that. That dripping water in the toilet, that really weird hum buzz. Those are all things usually failing. So when things are failing, plan for it. It's not going to leave you stranded. Just like your heating and cooling system, we're getting into the fall. I hope everybody has their scheduled maintenance done for that because you should have it going into the heating season. Make sure that you've had somebody come out, get that thing cleaned up and tuned up. And we'll talk about more of that in the coming weeks. We'll be talking some AC maintenance and indoor air quality. We'll be talking with my friends with Pyramid Heating and Cooling coming up here in the next week or two after this show. So we've got some fun stuff ahead. Just like pay attention here this weekend, I'll be doing a Facebook Live with my friends from Bloom Pest Control, hopefully on Saturday if we can get that scheduled, because I found some carpenter ant damage in my house when I was doing some drywall work. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, and I'll have Nathan out. So pay attention to that this weekend. We'll do something there, and I'm sure we'll have them up in the next week or two as well. and talk more about spiders and ants and that kind of stuff, because those are good friends, and he's always got great advice with that stuff. So we'll be talking more about that. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week here. Make sure if you've got questions during the week, give us a call at 971-233-8992. That's 971-233-8992. And you can get on the show that way. Or if you're shy, send us an email. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com, and we will make sure and get you on the show, or just answer a simple question. And then for all you guys that are out there in the trades, make sure you listen to the Pro Insider Podcast. Tomorrow, that'll be either on this podcast feed or the new Pro Insider Podcast feed, where you can catch that one all by itself. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We're going to have fun here today, and I've got a lot going on, but we're going to be really busy this week. And today on Wednesday, my Q&A is going to be a little bit later. I've got a noon meeting today, and we'll be doing my little Q&A check-in right after that concludes. So we'll be diving into that. So, all right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.